Howdy doody.
Hey man, my throat's all fucked up. This is a short one, but it's good. We laugh. I said some shit I probably shouldn't have. What's new, huh? Hey, tour dates. Indianapolis, a few tickets left. Fort Wayne, second show added. First show sold out. I love you, Fort Wayne. Second show added. There's still tickets. Second show added to Louisville. There's still tickets. Cincinnati, Toledo, low ticket warning. And Huntington Beach, Albuquerque, San Antonio. Yeah, that's it. Go to my website. Now you know why this was a short one. My little throat, man. I love you all. Tuning in. It's a hoot.
Do I have any notes? I doubt it.
Do I have any notes? I am well. I'm so well. I'm not congested. Who's sick? The show must go on, people. Nobody cares about my fucking health. You should care, Greg. I ain't got time to care. I got a son now. That guy is always needs something. Hang on. My little throw. My little, I sound like an alligator. Tom Waits. Good thing I'm staying home for a while and resting. Yeah, I love to fart. This is a free flow. I ain't got no notes. I don't know what I'm gonna talk about. I can't even tell you what I've been through today. It's been a wild ride. I was crying in the car. I'll tell you that much. Everything's fine, though. For me. Not, anyways. No. Okay, hang on. Let me get this throat coat. I'm wearing the homie Rent Money, B Money. He shipped me some merch. I thought it was dope. Giving him a shout out. Thank you for the t-shirt. He shipped me a bunch of dope clothing. He's a skater dude. Like right when the pandemic happened and I just gave my address out. Thank God he wasn't a lunatic. And they said, he was like, hey, don't do that. Do you have a P.O. box? I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah, give him that. And I was like, I didn't want to go get it. No, it's my daddy's P.O. box. I don't have one. I just mooch off his. And all my gifts go there. And he's like, stop it. I said, what are you going to do, old man? No. What are you going to do, old man? You got gout. You can't catch me. With your throbbing ass leg. I try to get him to eat cayenne pepper and dog dewormer. He'll do the dog dewormer, but he won't do cayenne pepper. It's an anti-inflammatory. It helps seal the blood, you little thin blood suckers. On that Coumadin. I know old people medicine. I used to steal them. I don't want no Coumadin. I want Vicodin. Get your Coumadin out of here. I hear a cat. Okay. Let's see what we got on the list. What the hell is that?
Sorry.
It's okay. This guy's heckling me with his phone. There was some hecklers last night at Ontario.
Yeah.
That shit was sold out. It was lit. Ontario showed the fuck up. And front row, just talking. It was a rowdy show, but in a good way, like a fun, minus the two cockaheads. And the whole place was lit in like, my favorite is fun rowdy, not like, you know, that shit was dope. But these two people were talking front row. They got told to shut up by the host feature and me. And then they just left. I don't get people. It's a show, motherfuckers. If you're a chatty Cathy, sit in the back. That's what I said to him. I was like, dude, if you were in the back, I wouldn't even notice. Fucking murdering, bro. I don't understand people that go to a show and have to talk at every line in between the joke, whether it's agreeable or not. It's like, can't you just enjoy the fucking show? Like one or here and there, but you know what I mean? Constant. And it just fucks you up performing. That cat loves you. My cat is just all over him.
Hopefully no shit in her ass.
One time. One time she got poop on you. Okay, maybe two. Dude, my fucking throat. I don't know how I'm going to talk for a fucking hour. Everything tickles.
I don't know.
It did tickle. This is the lingerer, though. I've been had this. I'm not contagious. Besides, I paid him $6 extra for this to cough on him. You get coughed on all day anyways.
Yeah.
Bunch of old farts. That's rude. Okay. Can't even find the notes. Podcast notes? This is help moving. Yeah, I don't have any notes. Oh, no. It's our old note. Okay. You guys, I'm burnt out. I'm fucking tired. I already said this last spot, but I don't know how parents do it without speed.
Yeah.
You need speed. There's no other way. Do you hear me? I mean, if you're there, you either need to be bad and just gone, or you need speed. There's nothing else. It's like abandon them or do meth. Don't give me a reason. Holy shit. And my baby mama's doing the brunt of it. But I'd be doing shit. I'll let her tell you that too, so it's not, you know, don't think I'm lying, you know. I fucking moved her. It's moving. Oh, no. Dude, I'm never moving again. I'm living here. I'll die here. I'm never moving again. I'm not moving until, like, I could pay a whole cast. What they called? Crew. I said the wrong shit. Hollywood. Well, speaking of Hollywood, even though he's not Hollywood, he's a comic. He's Hollywood now. I ate with Bobby Lee. We got some shitty pancakes. Actually, the pancakes were good. The meat from Norm's. I took one bite. I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. I woke up. I took one bite of bacon, and I went home, and I drank a whole box of dog the warmer. I said, I just ate Norm's. Get the devil out of my tummy. As I go down my parasite rabbit hole and learn more information, some parasites is good. So if you drink too much dog dewormer, that is bad. So just it's good. One box every 3 months.
Good disclaimer.
6 months, you know. Definitely twice a year if you're eating meat. If you're a vegan, you're probably good. Eat those papaya seeds. Uh-oh. I got 5 shows, bro. 3 are sold out. 2 late shows added. And I can't even talk for fucking 3 seconds here. Craig's toast. I gotta get through this episode. This is gonna be the shortest one ever. I'm giving you 30 minutes. Craig, you poo sick. I still gotta pack my fucking merch.
We got a lot more talk.
Anyways. On a bright note, my son's cute as fuck and his health is great. Just daddy's health isn't so good. I think I need more tea, dog. I'm sorry. I can't even fucking talk.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
Okay, everybody. I'm sick as fuck. I mean, I'm not even sick. I'm getting over the sick. I was sick like 5 days ago, but my throat, after talking for an hour last night, I can't stop coughing. And I have 5 shows coming up, and I literally, look at my voice. I have to save my voice. I feel like the Wild West guy. Like, remember that guy?
Yeah.
That's the worst impersonation ever. You know, with the whistle, and he coughs, and he's got that, like.
Yeah, old prospector.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm a prospector. Man. I'm cutting this shit short, but I got preserved for my 5 shows. I got 5 shows. 3 sold out, no big deal. Ooh, still missing the 2. I don't give a fuck. Oh, my throat. And I literally just threw up in the other room, but not like because of diarrhea or ayahuasca. It's because I just cough so much and it just like bleh, just a little bit, little lintos. Disgusting. You didn't need to know that. Knock it off, Craig. I'm a storyteller. What am I just going to say? I got to give you the details. Dude, my cat loves you. So we're going to cut this real short. Let's try to be positive, even though your throat's fucking... It's not even sore. It's just cough city. It's that lingering. Lingers. Go home. Nobody wants to be around you. That's rude. You need the love. Not from me. I'm overextended. I got a family now. You go to the beach. God will love you. Just go in that water. Oh, or be nicer to people. I don't know. I think I hate that song, All the Lonely People by the Beatles. It makes me sad every time. Father McKenzie. He ain't got nobody. Well, I don't know what you did, but maybe God was trying to teach you solitude. I got like fucking four throat coats in here. Four throat coats. Jeez Louise. Okay, maybe I got a little bit in me. Not must say. My fucking voice. I can't believe I performed for an hour last night. The show was awesome. What the fuck is that? It's like a wooden stick. It's a clove. Ah. Breaks up the mucus.
Nice.
You gotta boil cloves and orange peels. A little bitter though. I'd rather drink it. I told you I'm a prospector. You know? Spadoom, ding. And those movies always made you want to spit. The Wild West.
Yeah.
I want to chew tobacco. And then I did it and it just hurts. It hurts. Gets you drunk. And then if you swallow it, you puke. I didn't understand those idiots. Everybody on baseball was like, just do it. You'll get used to it. I'm like, I don't like it. Give me drugs. I like drugs. I never understood nicotine. I want to get fucked up. What the fuck is that? Give me weed or give me death. Liberty. Fuck your liberty. I'm a free sovereign man. I don't need your liberty. You gotta do it. I heard that on TikTok. Made sense to me. You have the liberty to use the restroom. I ain't got liberty. I got God-given rights, cocksucker. You suck my butthole and my bad throat, huh? That's too far, Craig. See, we got Second Life. These cloves are doing it. Man, I fucking love cats. They're so dope. I got no cloves. I put like 12 in here. I keep drinking them. I catch them in my throat. Tickle monster. So we're gonna do a real short episode because I could feel the tickle coming back. There it is. I catch it. I go like that. That was a fake one. The rest are real. Yeah, I just love you all. And despite me being sick and tired and burnt out, everything is so good. You know, it's utter chaos. But it's fine. Everything's fine. Baby mama's down the street at the beach. I did that. That feels good. And yeah, my family's right down the street too. They're like, I'm out of town a lot, so they're gonna be helping a lot. And it's just awesome. Everything's falling into place with ease, minus this moving, which is for the birds. And then just so funny. I had to move all her shit, so I left like half her shit there. I mean, she didn't need it. I got a new shit, you know. It was covered in cat pee. We had to leave it. I mean, we weren't getting the deposit back anyway, so yeah. You might as well get your money's worth. Have a free computer table. Would you like a TV stand? The door is open. I left it open. Take it. A little stinky and you just need to wash it. It'll be all right. Yeah, we didn't damage anything. We just left a lot of stuff. Like, it looks like somebody still lives there. Stuff. Like a couch and like so many things. I was just like, I don't know. I got small arms. I did like 5 fucking trips. Just load up a small pickup every time. Got a new mattress at Costco. Got a new couch at Costco. Did I tell about my cousin getting stuck in the hallway?
No.
I didn't tell that story?
No.
Damn, I might need to save it for when I got more boys.
Sure.
I paid my 14-year-old cousin a bunch of mushrooms to help me move a couch. Just joking. Allegedly. Don't tell his mother. Don't tell my mother. Man. Criminy.
Yeah.
Groceries for pizza. You know, for salads.
Yeah.
Sliced. So I was like, hey, young man. And then come with me to Costco. We got a mattress and a couch for my baby mama. And then we went up 3 flights of stairs. It was like a 5-4 seater. It's like a longer couch.
Mm-hmm.
With the leg, you know, the thing.
Yeah.
We got stuck in a narrow hallway after going up 3 stairs. 3 flights of stairs. Because it was too long and it didn't fit in the elevator. It was too tall. It wouldn't make the turn. And then we go up 3 flights of stairs, get to my baby mama's floor, get stuck in a hallway turn. Like, it was too long. It wouldn't. We tried. My little cousin's not the strongest. I'm not the strongest. But it didn't even matter. It was not happening. I literally just left it there because I had 2 shows that night. And I just wrote a note like, hey, I lied a little bit. I was like, I got hurt. I'll be back in the morning with help. I didn't get hurt. But I just don't know what to say. I left the couch in the hallway on the stairs. Don't report me. That's a fire hazard. But then I came back in the morning with my neighbor. He builds shit. And then he's like, I think we can get it. I'm like, dog, we can't. I swear. And then we tried again, and it was too big. So we had to carry it down 3 flights of stairs, across the garage, up 3 flights of stairs, because it was a wider doorway. That was the turn. It was too long for the turn, unless you could break it in fucking half. So the other hallway, it fit no problem. And then we get to her door, and I was like, oh no. And then it was fine, but it was scary.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm throwing this off the balcony and buying a smaller one if it doesn't work. And it worked. I paid him 3 bottles of color gummies. I'm paying everyone gummies, mushroom gummies. I should have these out. Wow.
Colors.
I paid my cousin in those. I mean, no, I didn't. I paid my neighbor in those. I said, help me move. I got a sponsor. You like drugs? I'm just joking, government. No, they're legal. It's just... the Rishi. Lion's mane. Over the counter. Get them at Whole Foods. Lucy 15 is the discount. Get yourself some gummies. They're a currency. People will move furniture for those. You hear me? You think it's time to end this? I'm going to pop the blood vessel in my eye.
Jesus Christ.
I'm doing well. Everyone's going to message me. Are you okay? No, I'm not okay. I've never been okay. I've always been nuts. That's why you listen to me. This guy's off his rocker. He's going to talk about something inappropriate. He's going to talk shit about his family and they won't talk to him at dinner. Yeah, you're right. That's right. You pussies won't say it. I'll say it. My family's fat. Oh, that ain't the half of it. I can't even tell you the dirt. That'd be that. No. It's all right. One love. We're all gonna die. None of it matters. That's got sad. It's got this. Everything matters. Go live your life. You know, Mateo. I was a little turd burglar, and now I'm not. now make a money provider for my son doing what I love. Ain't that some shit? You think I thought my life was gonna end like this? End like this? Begin like this? Craig's lost it. No, I just spoke wrong. I thought I was going that way, you know, down the sewer. Sewer. I fucking hate how New Jersey mobsters say she was a whore. Sewer. She was a whore. What assholes. You're already saying a bad thing. You can't even say it correctly. Imagine being a whore and say, you call me a whore. It's whore. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I've been falling in love with them my whole life. And yeah, that sounds bad, but you know, there's a difference. There's beautiful women, you know, and then there's fucking whores. And just like there's men equal and guilty of all that shit, dude. I know it's even. I knew it's even. That's why when you get a good one that didn't blow your buddy, you hold on to that. You marry that. That's a good woman. And you hold on for dear life and treat her well. I always fall in love with strippers. I got problems. I call me crazy, but I don't trust them. Rubbing all those pitos, you know. That's like, are you? I feel like they fake orgasms, you know. Or that's just me. I could be wrong. I might have made one stripper come. The rest, not so much. Okay, how do we get here? You're bettering your life. Stop it. Go garden, Craig. Why are you such a... We're all so horny. Am I the only one? You're horny, too. You just don't vocalize it.
Yeah, that's the difference.
That's the difference. Everybody's horny. It's fucking, you know? It's wet, warm pussy. There's nothing better. That's terrible. I'm a father now. Clean it up, Craig. It's the truth, son. It's the truth. Your father speaks the truth. That's how you got here. It was so warm, I didn't want to get out of there. Okay, Craig's lost his rocker. My family listens to this. They gotta stop.
Yeah, why do you listen?
Why do you listen? You know I was doing this. What do I have to talk about? Warm? No. I'm trying to be appropriate, but I just don't know how. I think that's it. I just summed up my personality. But like, I teetered the line because it's fun. It's fun. And then sometimes you're like, oh, uh-oh. Went too far and you farted at the wrong house. And some people like judge you. You're like, what? It's a fart. Get over yourself. It happened once at a birthday party. I thought it was going to be the hit. I damn near had to leave. I'm like, what the fuck? That happened. Bunch of judges, man. It was an accident. No, it wasn't. I pushed with a smile and thought I was going to get a uproarious laughter. Instead, I got those eyes. Ugh. Disgust and embarrassment. Yeah, it's all fucked up, I know. I've been, I'm getting older. It just happens. I don't care anymore. That's what happens. You get sick. Let me put my hair down so I look all like fucking Stoner Jesus or a lesbian Fabio. Yeah, I think I'm a lesbian Fabio, bro. That's the look. Oh, yeah. I get that shit. Okay. Ooh, that smell. No. Yep, that's it. I did what I could. My throat and my little lungs are at wit's end, and I have 5 shows coming up. I love you all. I hope I gave you a good laugh talking about all my weird shit. And thank you for showing up. You guys are sharing my shit. I'm selling all my shows out like I wrote on my vision board 3 years ago. It took 3 years. You got to keep that faith. Whew. It's pretty hard when there's 12 on a Sunday. No, I don't think I ever have 12. Maybe one time. I think in, actually serendipitous. I'm doing a weekend in Toledo and tickets are selling well. And I believe it was a Toledo Sunday show my first year. And it was like 14 people and I wanted to kill myself. It was like a 4-city run, but that was the last one. I was like, I could have done without that.
Yeah.
I could have done without that. That's right. Got laid that night. Wow. What are the odds? Anyways, I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's just survive, okay? We're doing well. What? Let's survive. Fuck. Okay, namaste.
Hello.